Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Yud Gimel Chulin 13, and today's Daf Yomi on 13a on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, just before the Mishnah, the Gemara brings a statement that Shmuel asks a question from Rav Huna, and Shmuel says to Rav Huna, Minayim is Asik Bekachim Shu Pasul. From where do we know the law that if a person is just engaged with their knife, but not in an intentional manner, and as a consequence of whatever they're doing with their knife, they end up slaughtering an animal that was designated for sacred purposes, which is what we call kachim, that animal is disqualified, shehu pasul, that is disqualified. So what does this mean? This person is engaging in this knife in this unintentional manner. So Rashi tells us here that what we're talking about is kigon misasik bisakin lagbio, that a person was intending to just lift up their knife, olwazorko, or to just toss their knife in a certain direction, v'shacha pekachim, and what happened was they slaughtered the animal with shalonis kavim l'shum shlita. There was no intent at all for the slaughter. So that's what Rashi says. A person was engaging with the knife without any intent whatsoever to do a slaughter, but as a consequence of their actions, the animal became slaughtered, so there it's disqualified. But adds Rashi, Niskavin l'shum shlita ba'alma, that let's say they were intending to slaughter the animal, then we say kosher, that if the person's intent was to slaughter the animal, but it wasn't intending to slaughter for the purposes of a sacred animal, then we say that the offering is valid, that the animal is kosher, but the person has not fulfilled their obligation of slaughtering an animal. Tosfos challenges Rashi's interpretation, because Tosfos says, how can Rashi make sense where a person was just playing around with their knife, and that's where we say it's disqualified from the kachim, from the sacred offering. The Bechihai Gavnuk says Tosfos, in this case, even with a regular animal, it's going to be pasul or rabbanan. The rabbis disqualify it. Meaning to say, the rabbis say, even in this case, in a regular slaughter, even to just eat general food, if a person did not have the intent to slaughter and they were moving their knife in a certain way and they ended up killing the animal, it's not going to be a kosher slaughter. And even further, says Tosfos, afil miskamin l'chaticha, even if a person intended to make a cut, like they intended, for example, to put it into the knife, into the wall, it's still not going to be a valid offering until they intended to cut the simanim, and so the actual pipes, the trachea and the esophagus, and so therefore Tosfos does not agree with Rashi's interpretation. Tosfos therefore gives a different interpretation, and Tosfos says that what we're referring to here is that we must say that what we're talking about in this case is that a person intended to cut the pipes, but he didn't intend to do it as part of a slaughter. And in such a case where a person intends to cut the pipes but not for the purpose of a slaughter, then we would say by a chulin it would be kosher, by regular animal it would be kosher, but by a sacred animal, by a kachim, by an animal designated for a sacrificial offering in the temple, would not be kosher. So back to the Gemara. So Rav Huna is being asked this question: from where do we know that such a kachim is going to be disqualified if a person is just misasik? So Rav Huna's response is that if it comes from the following verse, it states in the Torah with respect to the slaughtering of kachim, it states v'shachat es ben abakar, that you shall slaughter the cattle. And we learn from here shatei shchita l'shem ben bakar, that the slaughter itself needs to be for the purpose of a cattle. And so therefore, that's the verse. So basically he says, how do I know that a kachim that is done misasek in a manner without intent is not going to be valid? Because it says, v'shacharas ben ha-bakar, you need to do the slaughter for the purpose of the cattle. Comes along Shmuel, and Shmuel responds and says, no, I don't accept that. Why? Zo bi'adenuhi, because we have a principle that teaches us that it was a mitzvah. That only teaches us that the ideal way is to slaughter in that fashion, that you should have the kavana, they have the intent when you slaughter the sacrificial offering. But I wanted to know, my question was, le'akev minayin, how do I know that if you did not have the intent, the proper intent, that it's going to be completely disqualified? So Amarei, so Rav Huna responds to Shmuel, okay, I'll give you a different verse. The verse comes from, not from chapter 1, but from chapter 19 of Leviticus, verse 5. It says, l'rtzonchem tizbechuhu, that l'rtzonchem, for your ratzon, it shall be slaughtered. Mean to say, l'datchem zivochuhu, that the slaughter needs to be done with kavanah, with dat. And so since we have this double expression that it says in the first verse, V'shacharis ben ha-bakar, and it says in the second verse, V'rtzonchem tizbachu, this teaches us this concept that there needs to be intent as it comes to the slaughter. But even here, the amount that's required for the slaughter is really just a minimal amount for the kochim. The amount that's required is just that you're not a misasik, that you have just a minimum intent, that you're intending to slaughter the animal for the purpose of kochim. We're not talking about a very large threshold of intent here. So the Saba Mikelm, the Hasidic rabbi, the Saba Mikelm explains, this teaches us that there's a fundamental distinction between what's the minimum required and what's the essential way to do it. And he says, like, for example, we know that when it comes to the liability for the punishment of murdering somebody, it's just the person who brings out the last quarter lug of blood, that is going to be the person who is going to be liable. Of course, the person who's done something prior to that has really taken the life, even if you have, has really sucked the life out of a person, literally, but it's only the last quarter lug that's going to be liable. So too, in this case, we're saying just the minimum of what's required for intent, the minimum required of intent is that you have a little bit of consciousness, but really when it comes to the sacrificial offering, when it comes to serving God with kodesh and with all of our holy activities, there needs to be a full heart, that we really are supposed to be giving our full and complete heart in service to Hashem. And short of that, we're missing the essence of what we're supposed to be doing it. So yes, misasek bekochim is the minimum amount of what disqualifies it, but as an essential goal, that's really falls far short of what we should be doing. We're serving Hashem with full intent and all of our hearts.